Tonight on the Worldview Report, the face of the coronavirus disinformation campaign that deceived the nation paid a secret visit to the CIA headquarters. That is just now coming to light. We've got the details. In a bizarre move, Arizona's controversial governor takes an unexplained leave of absence and puts the state's Treasury Secretary in charge. 11 brave Michigan state legislators have filed a lawsuit in federal court against state election officials who they claim illegally changed the state's election laws. And a federal judge strikes down California's draconian laws against pistol and rifle magazines holding more than 10 rounds. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. The New York Post and a bombshell report revealed that Dr. Anthony Fauci was escorted to CIA headquarters, where he attempted, in a secret meeting, to influence the outcome of the agency's investigations into the origins of COVID-19 during the pandemic. That's what the Republican chairman of the House coronavirus panel alleges. Congressman Brad Winstrup, he's a Republican of Ohio, and he's the head of the House Select Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Pandemic. He revealed what he called, quote, concerning information, end quote, obtained by his panel last Tuesday in a letter sent to the Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services, acquiring that it, quote, lends credence to heightened concerns about the promotion of a false narrative regarding the origins of COVID-19 by multiple federal government agencies, end quote. He further stated, quote, the information provided suggests that Dr. Fauci was escorted into Central Intelligence Agency headquarters without a record of entry and participated in the analysis to influence the agency's review. Our goal is to ensure the scientific investigative process regarding the origins of COVID-19 was fair, impartial, and free of alternative influence, end quote. The date of Fauci's alleged off-the-books visit to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, is not mentioned in his letter to HHS Inspector General Christy Grimm. The congressman is demanding information related to the, quote, movements of Dr. Fauci throughout the pandemic, end quote, stating further that, quote, the American people deserve the truth to know the origins of the virus and whether there was a concerted effort by public health authorities to suppress the lab leak theory for political or national security purposes, end quote. Winthrop is requesting all documents and communications between HHS, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease, and the U.S. Marshals Service, which was assigned to protect Fauci regarding the former White House coronavirus czar's admittance or entry into the CIA-owned and operated or occupied buildings. He added that, quote, in addition to these documents, we request you make HHS Special Agent Brett Roland available for a voluntary transcribed interview at a date to be determined, end quote. The new allegations come after a senior-level CIA officer turned whistleblower alleged to Congress earlier this month that the intelligence agency offered to pay off six analysts in order to bury their findings that COVID-19 most likely leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China. The analysts who found SARS-CoV-2 likely originated in a Wuhan lab were allegedly asked to report that the virus jumped from animals to humans. That's according to the congressman. The U.S. intelligence community declassified its 10-page report on COVID origins in June, which found, quote, biosafety concerns, end quote, and, quote, genetic engineering, end quote, taking place at the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but most of its, quote, agencies assesses that SARS-CoV-2 was not genetically engineered, end quote. The CIA and other intelligence agencies, quote, remain unable to determine the precise origin of the COVID-19 pandemic, and both hypotheses rely on significant assumptions or face challenges with conflicting reporting, end quote. That's what it says. The illegitimate, fraudulently elected governor of Arizona, and that's what many of us believe, went missing in action for nearly 24 hours last week without any explanation to the people of Arizona. At 7:14 p.m. Arizona time on the evening of Wednesday, September 28th, the Arizona treasurer announced that she would be serving as acting governor, beginning late that evening until mid-morning Thursday, September 29th, amid a mysterious disappearance of Governor Katie Hobbs. In a press release posted to X, Arizona Treasurer Kimberly Yee announced her brief tenure as acting governor, saying she is, quote, pleased to step in this role, end quote, but would do her best not to take any meaningful official actions while Hobbs was, for whatever reason, unable to fulfill the duties of governor. Yee did not comment in her press release on the reason for the governor's absence and did not immediately respond to Fox News Digital's request for clarification. Hobbs also did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Former President Donald Trump posted to X that he thought Carrie Lake should be running the state, quote, since the election was stolen from her, end quote. Patty McMurray, in a blockbuster article for the Gateway Pundit, reports that 11 brave Michigan state legislators have filed a lawsuit in federal court against the state election officials. The lawsuit, filed September 28th, claims the 2018 and 2022 state constitutional amendments regulating the times, places, and manner of federal elections are legally null and void in Michigan. Here's why. The U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, known as the Elections Clause, requires the state legislature to regulate the times, places, and manner of federal elections. But Michigan's constitutional amendments, Proposal 3 of 2018 and Proposal 2 of 2022, bypassed the state legislature, and in doing so, usurped the legislator's federally mandated constitutional authority. The state constitutional amendments included provisions that allow voters to sign affidavits instead of presenting valid identification when voting in person or applying for an absentee ballot, 9 days of early voting, private funding of election administration, no excuse absentee voting procedures, same-day voter registrations, state-funded absentee ballot, drop boxes, and independent redistricting commissions. The lawsuit names as defendants Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, as well as Jonathan Bratter, the director of the Michigan Bureau of Elections. In a September 28th press conference webinar, State Senator Jonathan Lindsay, one of the legislator plaintiffs, stated, quote, "The United States Constitution, the supreme law of the land, contains limited but critical election regulations. We also have procedures in place at the state level to amend election law. However, these processes were violated in 2018 and 2022 when an alternate amendment process was used without regard to federal constitutional requirements. This lawsuit challenges recent attempts to subvert our constitutional process and protect against such actions in the future," end quote. Lindsay said progressives tried and failed for years to pressure elected officials and representatives to tear down safeguards that kept the state's elections secure. He added, quote, "As an end around, they used an unconstitutional process, then deceived the public into voting for changes that weaken our elections. I don't blame voters. They were told lies that made Proposal 2 sound good. Proponents ran ads saying this, quote, enshrines voter ID into our Constitution, end quote, when in fact, Prop 2 guarantees the right to vote without a voter ID, a classic bait and switch tactic. A lot of money was spent to deceive people. Now, these unlawfully enacted changes purport to limit our power as legislators to fix serious issues with our elections. Today, I stand with fellow legislators to challenge that notion, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
You're still looking good.
I'm still feeling good. You know, I've got all your MyPillow products. Mattress topper, bed sheets, MyPillows, towels, slippers, blankets, sleepwear, dog.
Whoa, Charles. Everyone now can get MyPillow products at huge discounts at MyPillow.com. That's right. Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code to take advantage of our 3-in-1 sale. We're bringing you exciting new products, overstock specials, and closeout deals you won't find anywhere else. For example, when you buy one of our brand new MyPillow 2.0s, you get another one absolutely free. And with our overstock sale, you save 50% on our luxurious Giza Dream bed sheets. That's as low as $29.99 for the best sheets ever. And with our biggest closeout special, you get our all-season slippers for only $35. Or our sandals and slides for just $25. Quantities are limited, and once they're gone, they're gone.
Welcome back. Let me remind you, we're brought to you by you. If you appreciate this broadcast and all the programs that we push out from this news desk, we appreciate your support. Remember, we could put it all behind a paywall, but we don't. Even after we go off the air, we still don't put it behind a paywall. We put it right there on our website for everyone to watch free of charge. WorldviewTube.com, where we archive all of my programs. WorldviewTube.com. You'll find them. My program right here, Worldview Report, Brandon House Live, Worldview Radio, my radio show that's also a TV show from 1 to 2 Central Time each day, Worldview Weekend Hour, Worldview Report Sunday, Worldview Financial Report. All of these are made available to you and anyone else that wants to watch them free of charge. And we pay the bandwidth. Let me tell you something. Our bandwidth bill and our IT bill, well, it's many thousands of dollars each and every month to also pay for associate producers that take these shows as soon as we go off the air, load them up, get them into the onto the server, onto the website. It takes a whole team to not only produce shows like this, but then to put them out there so you can watch them and share them with friends. So if you appreciate all we're doing as a public service and a ministry of WVWFoundation.com, we appreciate your support. You can make a contribution right now at WVWFoundation.com. We are, again, endeavoring, as we have since our inception, to put out biblical worldview programming to help people understand the times, and then understand the times so that they can see it through the lens of a Christian worldview. Also through our U.S. Constitution, which is based on a Judeo-Christian principle of the laws of nature and nature's God. So we want people to understand the times and then know how they should respond to the issues of the day through the lens of a Christian worldview. If you appreciate that public service and, may I say, ministry, we appreciate your support. You can do so, that is, support us through WVWFoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Also want to remind you about our 20th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 20th on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. It's in central Missouri on Lake of the Ozarks, so it's really easy to drive to for much of our listening and watching audience, okay? I know it's not driving distance from a lot of states, but it's right there in central Missouri. So a lot of you from Missouri, Illinois, and Kansas, Nebraska, you know, a lot of you, Minnesota, Wisconsin, a lot of you can get there. It's an easy drive. And it's on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. General Michael Flynn, live in person. Mike Lindell, Dr. Peter McCullough, Rebecca Walzer, Alex Newman, Andy Woods, Colonel John Mills. What a lineup. I hope you can join us. We'd love to have you. Full details are available at WVWTVStore.com. WVWTVStore.com. The Wine Press News reports that Australia continues to lead the global charge in transitioning to a cashless society, offering itself as a model for the globalist agenda being pushed by the United Nations and World Economic Forum. Australia has made a complete shift to digital currency, digital IDs, and even implantable biometrics. And they've done all this within just a couple of years. private businesses have been folded into the effort, refusing to accept cash at their storefronts. Well, this, of course, has created a real problem for many, and it's also, well, helped many of the largest banks in the nation. They've participated. They are part of it. This is what the Wine Press is reporting, and they published a detailed report in July that explains how Australia is one of the leading nations embarking on making the transition to a totally cashless society, with just 6% of all point-of-sale transactions made in cash in 2022. Wow. At the same time, four of the country's largest megabanks elected to start limiting and eliminating cash withdrawals at many locations. Already over $1 billion worth of cash has vanished from the circulation of that country. Besides supposed convenience, which is being used to push this, the push for a cashless and contactless payment system is also allegedly designed to minimize crime and thefts. That's what the experts say. It's always about safety and security, right? And convenience. But just in the last few weeks, another large Australian bank decided that they too will eliminate cash at all branches by next year. And by November of 2024, the bank won't accept cash anymore. The bank said in a statement to clients, quote, "Between January 2024 and November 2024, we will be phasing out our cash and check services across all banking and wealth management products, including pension and super accounts. As a digital bank, we're committed to transitioning to completely digital payments by November 2024 as a safer, faster, and convenient way to bank. Majority of our customers already bank digitally, and we're working very closely to support the less than 1% of our customers who currently use checks or cash to ensure they have access to other digital payment methods," end quote. Federal Judge Roger Benes overturned California's ban on standard-sized ammunition magazines for rifles and pistols, while California Attorney General Rob Bonta promises to immediately appeal the decision. The Center Square reports that the injunction on the ban will be stayed for 10 days, which means the ban's overturn will likely not take effect as the decision is appealed. California Governor Gavin Newsom, in a public statement, responded to the decision, and he said, quote, "Unless we enshrine a right to safety in the Constitution, we are at the mercy of ideologies like Judge Benes. This is exactly why I've called for a constitutional amendment, and this is why I'll keep fighting to defend our right to protect ourselves from gun violence," end quote. Standard capacity magazines have been illegal to manufacture, import, keep, or offer for sale, given, or lend in California since 2000, and illegal to purchase or receive in any way since 2013. Proposition 64, passed by California voters in 2016, made it illegal to even possess legally acquired magazines with more than 10 rounds under the false argument that this would eliminate mass shootings. Any California citizen who did not turn in their standard capacity magazines to the government by July 1, 2017, could have faced up to a year in prison before an earlier injunction by Judge Benes. The most popular firearm sold in 2022, a Sig Sauer P320 pistol, comes with a standard 15-round magazine, except where otherwise limited, such as in California. Judge Benes wrote, quote, "There is no American history or tradition of regulating firearms based on the number of rounds they can shoot or of regulating the amount of ammunition that can be kept and carried," end quote. Benes first struck down Proposition 64's rule in June of 2017, right before enforcement began, noting only six mass shootings between 2006 and 2013 used the banned magazines, and that, quote, "entitlement to enjoy Second Amendment rights and just compensation is not eliminated simply because they possess unpopular magazines holding more than 10 rounds," end quote. In 2018, a 2-1 panel of the Ninth Circuit Court affirmed Bennett's ruling on the confiscations. Trends Journal reports that the amount of money owed by governments, businesses, households, and individuals grew by $10 trillion in the year's first half to a record $307 trillion. That's what the Institute of International Finance has said in a September 19th report. France, Japan, the UK, and the US led borrowing increases among developed nations, the sector responsible for 80% of the new debt. Brazil, China, and India, the three largest emerging economies, were the heaviest borrowers among that group. Global debt, well, it has added $100 trillion, almost a third of the current total since 2012. That's what the report said. In this year's second quarter, the ratio of global debt to global GDP rose 336%. Up 2% during the year's first half. It was the second consecutive quarterly increase. Before that, the ratio had been shrinking for seven quarters. However, the ratio is still below the 360% peak reached during COVID. The IIF's report noted, quote, "The sudden rise in inflation was the main factor behind the sharp decline in debt ratio over the past 2 years," end quote. Also, governments have increased their spending commitments from defense to stimulating national economies to financing the energy transition. Now that inflation and wage increases are slowing, debt to GDP likely will grow past 337% before 2024. It predicted as existing debt is refinanced at current higher interest rates. Fitch downgraded the U.S.'s creditworthiness earlier this year as debt, well, it mounted, and Congress indulged in prolonged haggling over conditions for raising the national debt ceiling before narrowly averting a government default. The Russian news agency TASS claims that Ukrainian troops are surrendering in droves to the extent that Moscow has set up a special radio frequency so Ukrainian soldiers wishing to survive the meat grinder can do so safely. Approximately 10,000 Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered to the Russians using the special 149.200 radio frequency, which has been operating since midsummer, shortly after the Ukrainians started their failed counteroffensive in June. That's what the TASS reported. Watch this video. TASS says the radio frequency works along the entire front. According to Moscow's latest estimates, Kiev has lost more than 17,000 servicemen during the month of September alone. The total number of Ukrainian troops killed since the counteroffensive began has now surpassed 83,000, with more than 10,000 pieces of heavy military hardware destroyed. That's what the Russian military claims. These numbers are provided by the Russians. And of course, those provided by Western sources are much lower. The truth is probably somewhere in the middle. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. One of America's leading figures in the field of critical race theory, racial equity, and other race-baiting and racially divisive theories is under investigation by his employer. After ignoring questions about Ibram Kendi's work for years, Boston University will now look into management at the controversial Center for Anti-Racist Research, where Kendi serves as director. The College Fix reports that Boston University will investigate the center's, quote, culture and its grant management practices, end quote, following complaints. The center reportedly raised $55 million, which includes at least $10 million from former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey. Boston University announced on September 21st, quote, to ensure its long-term impact and sustainability, Kendi made the decision to restructure the center to create a residential fellowship program for anti-racist intellectuals, creators, and students. He announced the layoffs as part of the restructuring. 19 staff people were laid off, leaving a staff at the center of 15 to 17 people moving forward, end quote. This comes not only after Professor Saldi Grundy first raised concerns in 2021, but according to the student newspaper, after the College Fix and other media have questioned Kendi's output. Boston University said it, quote, recognizes the importance of Dr. Kendi's work and the significant impact it has had on anti-racist thinking and policy, end quote. And they went on to say they look forward to working with him on the inquiry. However, as noted by the College Fix, Kendi's work, while it has often been lacking and other joint ventures with Professor have fallen through. But recently, the Fix reported that Kendi had not written an academic paper in the past 4 years. The August 21st article in the Fix noted Kendi had written at least 2 children's books in the same period. In March 2021, the Fix asked, quote, what exactly does Ibram Kendi do all day, end quote. And then following original Fix reporting, the center found the director had made at least $300,000 lecturing on how America is racist. Now, it should not surprise us that Kendi's getting a free ride at one of America's far-left institutions of higher thinking. I think, after all, he's a Marxist. And Marxists, well, they are grifters. They tend to be pursuing the high life on someone else's dime. Karl Marx himself survived for years on money from his wife's family, and after using that up, he then leached off his partner, Engels. So, let's hope Boston University does the right thing and cans this guy. But I would not count on it. Why? Well, that would be seen as, well, you guessed it, racist. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in and for supporting this listener-supported program. You can do that a few ways. One is by going to MyPillow.com. We have sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. There are a lot of sales going on over there. And some of them are for products that are going out. Mike's bringing in new styles, particularly in the area of the slippers. So if you want to get some great inflation-busting deals, I'd urge you to do it now. These would make great Christmas gifts, by the way. Buy them and put them away in a closet. Bring them out on Christmas morning. Everybody will be happy, and you will too, because you will have saved a lot of money. Full details are available at MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code B66. That way you get a savings. You get savings and we get credit. It helps to fund our general operating budget. MyPillow.com, promo code B66. Another way you can support us is by going to WVWTVstore.com. That's our store that has emergency supplies and emergency food. The food is freeze-dried, and I have had many of the entrees, and they are very good. In fact, if you made these for most people and put in front of them, they would not know it was freeze-dried, folks. It's real food, okay? It's real food. So you can check it out, WVWTVstore.com. We also have potassium iodine tablets to protect your thyroid in the event of a nuclear event. We have gas masks that have been extremely popular the last 10 days since those have come out. Those are from an Israeli company. This is what many Israeli families have, and they know all about the threats, right? So again, we have a lot of unique supplies that my family uses. And in fact, you can also go to this website right here, the Wellness Company, the medical emergency kit they're making available. I got 4 of these for my family. They include ivermectin, amoxicillin, other antibiotics, important things to have on hand should there be a shutdown in our system as we know it today. Even for just a short period of time could create a real problem if you can't get your hands on critical medications. So my wife and I for months talked about, you know, wish we could find someone that would help us stash away some important medications. And then, voila, here comes Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe and the other guys at the Wellness Center with such a kit. So again, I got four of these for my family. You can do the same at twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. All right, we appreciate your support, and you're supporting your own family as well. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for watching. May God save America. Take care.